This is the Hoosier Hotshot Show. Yes, it's the internationally famous, the original Hoosier Hotshot, starring Hezzy, Ken, Gill, and Dave, plus their very own special little darling, Anita Gordon. This is Fort Pearson, friends, and you're listening to those unpredictable Hoosier hotshots with their conglomeration of musical washboards, whistles, horns, and a hat full of Hoosier tricks. All right, Kenny, I've talked about it. You boys prove it.
Well, just as you say, Fort, and are you ready, Hezzy?
Okay, wind it up, boys. Stop groaning, stop groaning, let your troubles fade. Here comes a cheer parade. Jack the Horner, leave the corner, raise the window shade. Here comes a cheer parade. Come on and replace your case of blues with a joy. Ride about place and join the happiness boys. Everything is gonna be alrighty, I'm afraid. Here comes a cheer parade.
Come, come, Gabriel. Well, Hezzy, you know, looking out over the studio audience tonight, I see a lot of beautiful girls.
That's right, Ken. You know, I'm going to pick me out. I'm going to pick me out one of these beautiful girls here before I leave.
Oh, you are?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got my eye on one.
Hello.
Be my luck, though, to pick out an old maid.
Come to think of it, I don't think you know what an old maid is.
Oh, sure, an old maid's a woman that's been looked over and then overlooked. Kenny, you know, a woman? Why, a woman, she's an angel of truth, a demon of fiction.
That's right, Hezzy. A woman is the greatest of all contradictions.
Yep, she's afraid of a cockroach, she'll scream at a mouse.
But she'll tackle a husband as big as a house.
You shouldn't say that.
Well, ladies, we're only kidding. We love every doggone one of them.
Yeah, boy, I love them all, one at a time, that's me. And just to show you that we mean it, folks, we're going to play you our medley of all girl tunes.
Okay, here we go. Here's the contest.
When my baby smiles at me.
Yeah?
You know what I think of?
What's that, baby?
Cuddle up a little bit closer. Oh, lovey, lovey, lovey mine.
Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to be your cheeks so rosy. Like to make you comfy cozy. Cause I love from head to toesy. Love me mine.
So I thought of one while ago, but I can't seem to think of it right now.
I concentrate, Hezzy.
Ain't she sweet?
Oh, ain't she nice?
Uh-huh.
I look her over once or a couple.
I'm looking.
I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Oh, cast your eyes.
Front row.
In her direction.
Green coat.
Hi, Geneva. Ain't she perfection?
Not bad.
I really don't you think she's kind of sweet? Hey, are you listening or looking?
I ain't listening. There's a good old timer everybody knows. It goes something like this. If the baby has the colic in the middle of the night, turn it over.
Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Da-da-da-dum, pretty baby of mine.
Oh, you beautiful doll. Great big beautiful doll, I'm glad that I have found you. Let me put my arms around you.
Oh,
you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. When I'm around you, how my heart does ache. I'd like to squeeze you, but I fear you'd break. Oh,
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 oh, oh,
oh, oh, great big beautiful doll.
I want a girl just like the girl that married Allie Khan.
Well, now we'd better tune up our instruments, boys, because here comes our own little darling, Anita Gordon. Yes, sir.
Oh, heavenly days, what is all this?
Why, shucks, honey, we're tuning up for your song. You wouldn't want us to play off-key, would you?
Well, no, but in Hezzy's case, how could you tell?
Oh, it comes natural, same as a groundhog knows to look for a shadow.
Well, for my song, can't we just have Ken play the guitar?
Why, sure.
And have Gabe come in on the clarinet.
Clarinet.
And maybe get Gil to pick up a little rhythm on the bass. It's so nice to have a man around the house. Oh, so nice to have a man around the house. Someone sweet who's glad he found you, who will put his arms around you, and his kisses just astound you. It's so nice. Oh, a house is just a house without a man. He's the necessary evil in your plan. There are many things about him you just cannot do without him, though it's just a constant game of cat and mouse. It's so nice to have a man around the house. Oh, a house is just a house without a man. He's the necessary evil in your plan. Someone kind who knows you treasure any simple little pleasure, like a full-length mink to cover last year's blouse. It's so nice to have a man around the house.
Dern Myatt and Zapple, you know, I can't stand the sound of a pretty female voice, especially if she's a girl, too.
Oh, but, Hezzy, there's nothing to get excited about. I merely said it's so nice to have a man around the house. It's just a song.
Well, gosh, I don't know. I guess I'm just too romantic. You know, when you sing like that, honey,
I get all goosebumps.
Oh, romantic. You sure were romantic yesterday.
Well, what do you mean?
You know what I mean. That date I had with you yesterday. Take a girl down to the amusement park, and what happened?
Stand right this way.
Right over here.
Hey, hey, one dime, one tenth part of a dollar.
Third boat. Salt shaker from the cannibal land.
Oh, isn't it wonderful, Hezzy? Ferris wheels, sideshows, cotton candy, pink lemonade, and hamburgers. It's just like a circus.
Oh, it's all right if you like sawdust.
Oh, Hezzy.
Anita, look over there.
Where?
Over there.
I don't see anything. What are you looking at?
Right over there. It says just as plain, T-U-N-N-E-L. You know what I'm looking at.
Tunnel of love, uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I know what you're thinking, too.
Oh, well, I'll bet you don't either.
Oh, yes, I do. And the answer is no. I'm hungry.
Honey, how can you be hungry at a time like this?
What time is it?
12 o'clock.
There. See? It's time for lunch. Come on, Hezzy, take the padlock off your purse and buy me a hamburger.
Oh, come on, Anita. You don't want to eat. Oh, let's go get in a canoe in the tunnel of love and go canoodling.
No.
Baby, it's dark in there.
Yes, I know. Oh, all right. We'll go through the tunnel of love just once, and then we eat.
Well, now you're talking.
Come on, let's hurry. Here's the ticket seller. Let's go buy the tickets.
Buy tickets? Well, that takes money.
Well, certainly. You didn't think it was free, did you?
Well, I guess I just didn't think.
Well, come on, if you want to go in the tunnel of love.
Step right up, folks. Take your place in the canoe. Take a ride through the tunnel of love. One round trip through this amorous tunnel makes young love ripen to romance and all love young again. Right this way, folks. How many, please? How many?
Why, if it isn't Fort Pearson. Fort, you old hog collar. What are you doing here selling tickets to the Tunnel of Love?
Yeah, how was that? Well, you see, every man must have a hobby, Hesse, my boy. Yes, every man must have a hobby. Mine's love.
Well, it's a nice hobby.
Yeah, and profitable, too.
Profitable? What do you mean, Fort?
Well, you see, I get half of all I take in. And take it from me, there's no depression in love.
Fort, you mean to stand there with your bare face hanging out and tell me that you make money at this?
I do.
For every ticket you sell for 50 cents, you get 2 bits? You mean to say that?
I sure do.
Well, come on, Hezzy. Buy the tickets and let's take this little red canoe.
Fort, old pal.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to take Anita through the tunnel of love and show her the sights?
Well, I like that.
Sure I would, wouldn't I? But I can't leave my stand here, Hezzy. Who'd sell my tickets?
Step aside, boy. Come on, folks. Bring your gals and your money right over here. Only 50 cents a hand.
Oh, Hezzy.
Yes, miss. They don't make you say yes in there. Throw him overboard. Step right up, folks. Step right up.
Hey, Kenny.
Huh?
You know, I'm worried.
What are you worried about?
Oh, I don't understand something.
Huh?
Why did Hezzy want to go through the tunnel of love anyway? He said it was dark in there. He couldn't see anything. Why do you want for to go in there?
Oh, forget it, Kenny.
All right. But I won't sleep tonight.
Well, I'll explain it to you later.
I'll worry.
Well, okay. We'll figure that out later.
And now, Hezzy, the time has come. The time has arrived.
Uh-huh.
Fetch out the zither.
The zither?
Yeah, the zither. There it is, folks. Right there. Yep, this is it. The one and only, the original Wabash Rice Board. And right now, we're going to do a number featuring Hezzy's Rice Board, which just happens to be also one of our recent Columbia record releases, called 222C. Goodbye. Take it away, Hezzy. Thank you.
one. Yesterday I heard a lover sigh. Oh, me. Oh, me, oh, my.
Oh, me, oh, my.
7 times he got aboard his train.
How many games?
And 7 times he turned around to kiss his love again and tell her,
toot, 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 say goodbye. Toot, 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 say don't cry. Let you to train that takes me away from you. No words can tell us that it makes me kiss me, tootsie, and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Tut, tut, tootsie, don't cry. Toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye.
Here's a fellow we think you're all going to like, the boy who lives next door. The mellow voice of handsome Gil Taylor singing Dreamer's Holiday.
Climb aboard a butterfly and take off on the breeze. Let your worries flutter by and do the things you please. In a land where dollar bills are falling off the trees. On a dreamer's holiday. Every day for breakfast, there's a dish of scrambled stars. And for luncheon, you'll be munching rainbow candy bars. You'll be living on a moat on Jupiter or Mars. On a dreamer's holiday. Make it a long vacation. Time there is plenty of. You need no reservation. Just bring along the one you love. Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all your worth. You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth. From a dreamer's holiday, make it a long vacation. Time there is plenty of. You need no reservation. Just bring along the one you love. Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all your worth. You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth. From a dreamer's holiday.
Well, that's fine, Gil. That's what I call a real comfortable tune. Don't you think so, Gabe?
I sure do, Kenny. Of course, there is something bothering me.
What's that?
Now, back there when we were playing Toot Toot Tootsie, it seemed to me that where Hezzy went, he should have gone. Now, come, Hezzy.
Well, I got the one to go to. Not being vaccinated. Or I mean vulcanized.
Oh, I see.
By the way, I got to get that out of the shop.
Yeah.
Say, Gabe, do you suppose you could see it in your heart to loan me $2?
I don't know about my heart. I got two in my pocket. Let you have some.
All right, then lend me $2. But just give me one of them.
Okay. Why do you just want $1?
Because then you'll owe me one, and I'll owe you one, and that'll make us even.
Hey, my gosh, that's right. Say, and I never thought of that. Say, things work out funny, don't they?
Yes, they do. Well, say, Ken.
Yeah?
Kenny, now that you fellows have got me in a romantic vein with that Dreamer's Holiday,
uh-huh.
What are you going to play next?
Why, Ford, it's a tune that's just a little bit on the sentimental side called Meet Me Tonight in...
Dreamland?
No, in the cowshed.
Put all that stuff up, visit. Here we go.
In the cowshed, after the cows come home. Though it is only a cowshed, it's just like home sweet home. When Betsy and Sally and Mary say moo, that means they're lonesome and mooing for you. So meet me tonight in the cowshed, after the cows come home. Oh, tonight in the cowshed.
Cowshed!
And the cows come home.
Come home.
Though it is only a cowshed.
Careless hands, careless hands.
You don't need the moonlight to sing love's refrain. A kiss in the cowshed's worth a dozen in Lane.
Meet me tonight in the cowshed, after the cows come home.
Ken,
uh-huh.
Don't you think it's about time Gabe said something?
Well, sure, Gabe. Say something. Say anything. Come on.
What for?
Huh?
Okay.
I say go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
That's a fine boy, Gabe. I knew you could do it. Now go ahead.
Okay.
I said that's fine, Gabe. Go ahead.
Okay. Once upon a time, this evening, I would like to say, that we are sure we're having our enjoys here. It's a real enjoy to be here. And we enjoy it. And I'd like to say that this is a mighty nice time of the year. And talk about mothers. Mothers are real nice people. I like mothers, and I think that every child should have one. We have mothers just like regular people, and their mothers are nice. They can cook and things like that. And so for all the mothers listening in tonight, and those who'd like to be. I have a little reading that I'd like to give about mother, which I have fixed myself. It goes, it's like this. M is for the millionth time she gave me a licking. O-T-H-E-R spells others. I'm finished.
Well, Gabe has his sentiments mixed up a little, I think. So now the Hoosier Hotshots will do a calypso arrangement of Bread and Butter Woman.
Give me a bread and butter woman who only wants the simple things. Give me a bread and butter woman who likes potatoes.
Potatoes.
Good juicy tomatoes.
Juicy tomatoes.
Give me a bread and butter woman.
A woman who wants a yacht, a mansion and wine that bubbles. If she doesn't get the things she wants, she will give a man plenty trouble.
Give me a bread and butter woman who doesn't care how much you make. Give me a bread and butter woman.
Doesn't ask you for moolah.
Ask you for moolah.
Just pasta fazula.
Pasta fazula. Give me a bread woman.
A woman who's fond of cake. You'll never know how she'll rate you. The moment your chips are running low, she will run a sale and liquidate you.
Give me a bread and butter woman who only wants the simple things. Give me a bread and butter woman.
I mean the kind of will go nuts
on coffee and donuts.
Who always keeps wishing
for one more addiction.
Even give up her Sundays
to iron your undies.
To iron your undies. Give me a bread and butter woman.
Hey, you know, I feel a verse coming on.
You do, Izzy? Well, what is it?
Well, here it is. Don't make love in the garden gate, on the garden gate.
No.
Love is blind, but the neighbors ain't.
Well, I guess we've heard everything tonight, haven't we, Anita?
Oh, you might think so, Fort, but not quite. Oh. If you think you've heard it all, take a look at what's coming now.
Why, it's the one and only, the original Hoosier Hot Shot 44-piece silver coronet band. Finest morning. Come on, let's all join in the march. Here we go.
To mention one in attention, that's one's grand. Wherever you live throughout the land, there's something about a hometown band.
This has been the Hoosier Hot Shot Show, starring Hezzy, Ken, Gil, and Gabe, with their own little darling, Anita Gordon.
Listen every week, same time, same station, for the Hoosier Hot Shot Show. So long till next time. The Hoosier Hot Shot Show is directed by Jimmy Doolittle and is a Fleet Doolittle production. This is Ford Pearson speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.